there's an awful lot of push, or I maybe backtrack. There's a lot of concern about the healthcare legislation underway, of course, and there's concern that maybe it's being pushed too quickly. I wanted to know, in your opinion, where do you think it's going to go? Will they be able to accomplish anything before the August recess?
I absolutely believe that they will be able to accomplish quite a bit. I mean, when you think about it, we've been in office for 6 months. We have a bill out of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. We have Senator Grassley working feverishly and in a bipartisan fashion to get a bill moving and announced coming out of the Senate Finance Committee. We have the tri-committee bill in the House. Two committees have already marked up a bill. We're waiting, and the Energy and Commerce Committee in the House is working right now, and we hope by the end of the week that they will complete their work, so that'll complete the committee work in the House. We think that that's an enormous importance and an important step forward, and unprecedented and consistent with the fact that people feel an urgency around this. And I know, as you said, that people have said, oh, you're moving too fast, you're moving too quickly, we need to slow down. But the reality is, the American public has been waiting for this for 40 years. We have had, I think, 30 hearings alone in the Senate Finance Committee. The Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee debated this legislation for 50 hours and included, you know, well over 200 amendments as they were going through the markup process. I think anyone who wants to slow this down is probably actually looking to slow it down to the point where we don't pass a health care reform bill. We are being diligent, we're working carefully and in a bipartisan manner with the House and the Senate, and the President believes it's important to make as much progress as possible before August and to get a bill on his desk by October.
Oh, I thought the bill was supposed to be there earlier than that.
He said he wants to sign a bill in October.
By October.
Right.
I was confused. I thought it was before the August recess, and I was beginning to think, how in the world? Because you've got all these different things coming, converging, and different bills coming from different directions, and they all have to rectify that.
Right, in conference. No, I mean, what we would like to see is the committees to complete their work. If at all possible, the President has asked them to try and complete work on the floor before the August recess, and then in fact to go and to begin working on the conference process in August and September, having the floor debate and then having the conference process and passing a conference bill that comes to his desk in October.
No, I'm okay.
Tony Lays from the Des Moines Register.
Hi,
how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Charlotte Eby with Lee Newspapers.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Kathy Obradovich, also from Des Moines Register.
Hi, Kathy. Nice to meet you.
You mentioned at the onset Senator Grassley.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if you could characterize for Iowans who think this is a bit unusual, but, I mean, what sort of pivotal role does he play in all this from your perspective?
Sure. Senator Grassley plays a critical role. He is the ranking Republican on one of the two Senate committees that has jurisdiction over this issue. His committee he's the ranking Republican. Senator Baucus of Montana is the chairman. They oversee the financing around the health care system and the Medicaid and Medicare system. So that's very, very important. It's one of the two bills coming out of the Senate that will be merged and debated on the Senate floor.
But I mean, we all know the mechanics of it, but what is it about him and his position? Is it because of the relationship he has with Baucus, or because of the way he works with the President, or give us some sort of insiders and indication of what it is about him and his relationship with other people that makes him so key.
Sure. I'm sorry, I understand.
Oh, sorry.
He and Senator Baucus are known for working very closely and trying to produce bipartisan results out of the Senate Finance Committee. So they have a long history of working together. That's why we've seen reports about all of the back and forth, their efforts to bring other Republicans on the committee on board, those Republicans coming to the White House and meeting with the President because they are trying to produce a bipartisan result. I think it is one of the committees where it's quite possible to have a bipartisan bill because of this long history, and the efforts are underway right now. And in fact, I think it was recently as last night or this morning that Senator Grassley said that he believes that, in fact, it is possible to produce a bill coming out of the Finance Committee.
He's been pretty optimistic about health care reform, but he has said he does not like public option. Mm-hmm. That could be something that's going to slow everything down, that debate.
You know, it's that issue has certainly been a part of the conversation throughout. The president has said that he believes that a public health care option is important because it will increase competition. We've seen in other parts of Congress, you know, the idea around co-ops. There are different ideas that are floating around. We think ultimately the committees will produce a bill, and then we will have a conversation about this on the floor and then ultimately in the conference. The president's hope is that we will find a way to create the most competitive environment for health care, because it's important to driving down the cost of the health care system.
Does it have to have a public plan in it or not?
The president believes that we need to have a public plan for the reasons that I mentioned, because it will increase competition.
Senator Grassley has been trying to push President Obama to engage in more than he has already in the process of deciding how to really save money and to find savings in the program, and specifically also wanting him to endorse the idea of capping the tax-free portion of employer health care benefits. And he sort of indicated that the president hasn't really wanted to engage on that particular issue. Do you see that changing, and do you see the president engaging specifically on any other points in the, you know, the money savings, the cost control process?
Sure. The issue of the issue of cost control is very important to the president. I think it's been at the leading edge of all of his comments about reform of the healthcare system, both for our national fiscal purposes as well as kitchen table economics. When we have put forth proposals, and as we've seen in the bills coming through Congress, that, you know, literally hundreds of billions of dollars in savings have already been produced, the president has said in the campaign and has continued to say that the idea of capping or putting a tax on healthcare benefits is something that he is not comfortable with. However, as recently as last night or this morning, we have gotten every indication that his support for MedPAC, for this independent Medicare commission that would take the suggestions of the Medicare experts about what needs to happen to control costs and to create greater efficiency, that plan and that idea has gained even more traction, we think, in the House and possibly in the Senate Finance Committee, that they will engage around that idea, and that will produce even greater savings for our Medicare system. So we, I think, see eye to eye, and there's a lot of momentum around that particular idea around cost savings.
Some of the polls have shown that as Americans become aware of the cost of a health care plan, there's less support for it. Are you worried that something that like that might end up sinking a health care reform this year?
No.
Why not?
I absolutely was going to give you a more fulsome answer than no. I don't because, thank you, because one, we still continue to see quite a bit of support for getting health care done and health care reform done. I think the American people are quite cognizant of what it means not to get health care reform done. We've been living through that for the past 15 years. You know, in the last 10 years, they've seen their premiums double. You know, we now have 14,000 people a day who are losing their health care benefits. So people have a very practical understanding of what it means to do nothing. What they're also doing is watching, you know, three committees in the House, two committees in the Senate, you know, the air wars that take place on cable television and elsewhere, and what they are trying to do is synthesize and sift through all that information so that they can better understand what's going on. That's why the president, you know, was on the Today Show this morning, why he's doing this national press conference this evening, why he was at the Washington Children's Hospital earlier this week to help further define what his goals are, what he wants to see as an outcome, why we have to move so aggressively to get this done, and why he's articulating the timetable that he has. And I think ultimately he believes because the people, because all the stakeholders, and in fact, I think because most members of Congress want to get this done, that it is achievable.
A lot of people in this town work in the insurance industry.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell them about their future and how worried they should be that under a new system, their future is in doubt?
Oh, in doubt, what do you mean by that?
That the insurance companies will be hurt, that they'll need fewer people to carry out their roles.
Well, I mean, what the president has said is that he wants to build on the existing system. And the existing system includes private insurers. The healthcare exchange that's gained quite a bit of support and is included in the bills, you know, includes private insurers as well as a public healthcare option. That's been the president's proposal. People who already have their healthcare plans that they like, the president has said consistently, you'll get to keep those plans. What the president is trying to do is to drive down costs, to bend the cost curve, to not only produce a bill that won't increase the deficit, but also produce reforms that will drive down costs over the course of the next decade and beyond. That's also why other stakeholders who, you know, as a business matter, you know, are keeping an eye on their bottom line, also believe that it is important for them to sit at the table, and they have, you know, whether it's the pharmaceutical industry or the hospitals, doctors and others, because they recognize that if we're going to have a sustainable healthcare system, if we aren't going to eat away at our gross domestic product so that, you know, a third of our economy is taken up by healthcare expenditures, that we have to reform our system now. So I would expect and hope that the insurers, and we have the leading health insurance trade association in the country, AHIP, sitting at the table and working with us, and they continue to be at the table and working with us, that they recognize that healthcare reform is in their interests as well.
But if you're talking about squeezing down administrative costs,
mm-hmm.
if I'm working for an insurance company, that might worry me because I'm an administrative cost.
Well, I think the alternative is an exploding healthcare system where costs become so prohibitive that the system doesn't work and that it's a continued drain on our national economy. I think, as I said, everyone who's sitting at that table is also looking at their bottom line, but recognizes that reform, what we've done over the last 15 years hasn't worked, and it can't continue to work. And the ultimate bottom line for everyone is an improved economy, and that requires bending the cost curve in the healthcare system.
What's the main point that the president is going to want to get across in his news conference tonight?
I think several points. I mean, one, what he's trying to do with regard to healthcare costs and why that's so important. And I think, secondly, why it's important to move at the pace that he's articulated. Why, you know, as some have characterized this as, guns blazing, you know, we're moving too quickly. Putting that in context, recognizing the debate that we've had around this issue for several decades, the specific debate we've had around principles and proposals over the last several months, which builds on all the work that members of Congress have been doing for years, and why this is the time to get this done. So I think it'll be focused on cost and why what we're doing is so important and will help people sitting around their kitchen table, why it's important to businesses, why it's important to the industry, why it's important for our national fiscal well-being, and why it's important to do this with, you know, I won't say all deliberate speed because that was slow, but why it's important to do it very, very quickly.
Are you, I guess, itching to get you to your BlackBerry? I can't imagine what this is like to be in Iowa while everyone else is back in D.C. doing pregame. What has this day been like for you to be removed from pregame?
Well, I was on my BlackBerry at 1 a.m. last night. I was back on my BlackBerry at 6:30 this morning, and in exchange with colleagues back at the White House and discussing this issue. I mean, it is a constantly moving set of circumstances, but having worked in Washington, worked on the Hill for 10 plus years. It's very exciting. You recognize that this is the moment where everyone is engaging and you're getting closer to getting something done. And the faster we get something done, the faster we can see change and improvement for the American people and for the whole country. I mean, it will allow us to create the kind of security for families and individuals and for the country that we've been teetering on the brink for far too long. So, and it's also, quite frankly, it's interesting to be here, to hear, to talk to you all, to talk to the people in the room that I was just in, to be in the state of Senator Harkin and Senator Grassley as this work is going on, and we know how hard they're working. So in some ways, if I'm not in Washington, this would be the next best place to be.
You mentioned the support that the president has for increasing family planning money as part of this process. I'm sure you are aware that both sides of the abortion debate have been engaged in the bill, and with one side worried that there will be federal money for abortion somewhere in this health care plan, the other side worried that they'll be left at the altar. Where does the president come down on the appropriateness of providing federal money for abortion as part of this process or any other process at this point?
Sure. Well, the bills that are moving through both the House and the Senate right now, I don't identify specific benefit packages. I mean, they speak in very broad strokes around, you know, the issue of prescription drugs, provision of basic benefits, but they don't get into those details. There's nothing in any of the bills right now that either prohibits a health insurance plan for providing those services or mandates that a health insurance plan provide those kinds of services. I mean, what the president has said is that those decisions should go to medical experts for their decision-making process, and he continues to believe that. At the same time, he recognizes that there are people who are concerned around the issue specifically about public funding. We are watching very carefully what's evolving and emerging in Washington right now with Congressman Ryan and several other congressmen who have opposed abortion and have records where they consistently oppose abortion, but also support family planning and other measures, coming together to articulate a suggestion for a way forward. I mean, at this point, we haven't, you know, we haven't even seen legislative language. We're watching Congress work through this issue, and that's where the president is right now.
I'm wondering if you popped into a coffee shop or got the perspective that you don't get in Washington, D.C., that when I went to the coffee shop this morning and tried to, you know, listen to what people were talking about, they weren't talking about health care reform.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, disappointing to come out to the middle of the country
mm-hmm.
and find out that people are not as engaged as they are in D.C. on this issue?
Well, I think I also had the benefit of being on President Obama's campaign and traveling all around the country for several months. And even though, as I said, I didn't get to Iowa during that time period, and a lot of my colleagues were here, you know, I was in Montana, I was in Missouri, I was in Michigan, I was in Pennsylvania, I was, you know, in lots of different parts of the country. And I know from that experience that this is an issue that is of importance to people. You know, and at the same time as they are carrying the load of their day-to-day lives, you know, and, you know, worried about what's going on at work, worrying about what's going on with their child in school, that this is an issue that's of importance to them. I mean, we have every indication that this is important to them, but that it isn't rolling off the tip of their tongue when they're getting their morning coffee isn't necessarily surprising, but I also don't think it's indicative of a lack of concern or a lack of interest in this issue. I think that interest is there. People are living their lives and trying to figure out how they're going to make ends meet, and I think ultimately recognize that doing work in this area is important to answering that question.
You raised a statistic of 14,500 folks losing their insurance every day. Is that due to job losses, or what type of circumstances?
You know, I would have to look behind. I would have to get additional information for you around that stat. I don't know.
I'm just curious.
Okay.
As far as the speed, at some point, if
mm-hmm.
the Republicans won't commit to voting for this,
mm-hmm.
does it come time to just say, okay, well, we're going to push it through?
Well, you know, I think at every stage of the process, we'll have to evaluate what's important to moving this forward. Right now, we have every indication, because people like Senator Grassley are sitting with Senator Baucus and other members of their committee to get this done and do it on a bipartisan basis, that there is a momentum there and that we are moving forward in the right direction. And we also know that there's, you know, going to the earlier question, that there's momentum around the country outside of Washington that is also bipartisan and reflects support for this bill. So all of that, we think, will ultimately move this legislation forward and on the president's desk. Again, some of this I'm basing on my own experience, having seen the legislative process work over and over and over again on huge pieces of legislation. And this is the point at which, you know, people are fighting their hardest to try and get issues, to move issues forward. You know, people are digging their heels around other issues. It's part of the rhythm of the legislative process. I don't think it's indicative of the fact that we won't be able to get support for this bill. I think ultimately it will be bipartisan, but at the same time I recognize that the president wants to get this done because it's important to our national economic health and it's important to American families.